How do you say sharenting in French? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Yes, you heard that right. Sharenting, the portmanteau of sharing and parenting. It's ubiquitous on social media, and in this age when every aspect of life has become content, sharenting is also big business. Last week on the show, we touched on the complications inherent when the family business becomes the family business. In the U.S., there are basically no restrictions right now on parents posting content of their kids. And unlike with, say, child actors, no guarantees those young people will see any of the money they helped to earn. As we discussed on the show, some of these kidfluencers have started to speak out and express their displeasure with having their childhood monetized for clicks. The French Parliament has taken up a measure that would give courts the power to ban parents from posting photos of their kids online. But a recent survey by a group called the Observatory of Parenthood and Digital Education shows that for thousands of parents in the country, sharing their lives with their children on social media has become an important source of income. In Paris, John Lawrenson reports on the rise of the parent influencer.
A family speeds down a snowy alpine slope on a sled pulled by huskies. The Cordier family takes pretty cool holidays, cycling in Barcelona, sand dune tobogganing in Brazil. Thanks, says the mother Stéphanie, to her blog Famille et Voyage, Family and Journeys, and her posts on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
I've set up partnerships that allow me to have more content, so I'll approach tourist offices or activity providers to see what they will exchange for a mention on my blog, if I like the service they provide.
Scuba diving in Bora Bora, for example. Cordier's blog gets 17,000 hits, she says, and she's just one of many parent influencers. Guillaume Docitonon is co-founder of an influencer marketing company called Reach that analyzes data it receives from TikTok, Instagram, etc. He says France has 4,000 parent influencers, and their number of hits rose 22% last year.
There are lots of parents advising to buy this or this product because it has been useful for them. And as influencer marketing is actually the next generation word of mouth, it's normal that it's increasing.
But some warn of dangers. Thomas Romer is president of the citizens group called the Observatory of Parenthood and Digital Education that just commissioned a poll about parent influencers.
Some children are quite aware of the fact that they contribute to the family finances, which can be a weight to bear.
The poll he commissioned shows that for about half of France's parent influencers, social media revenue has become their only income, while 4% have hit the jackpot, making over $50,000 a month.
That was reporter John Lawrenson in Paris. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.